Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Politicians love to spend somebody else's money. In Congress, there are 52 members on the House Appropriations Committee. There are 31 senators on the Senate Appropriations Committee. The job of these committees is to spend money, not to cut expenditures. The more they spend, the greater their political power. Unfortunately, American financial history shows that the more that the federal government spends as a percentage of the gross domestic product, the worse it is for the American economy. In the interest of improving the U.S. economy, why doesn't Congress have anti-appropriations committees whose only purpose would be to consider reductions in government spending? It turns out that Congress actually did have such a committee for 33 years, from 1941 to 1974. First sponsored by Virginia Democrat Senator Harry Byrd Sr., the panel was formally called the Joint Committee on Reduction of Non-Essential Federal Programs. The working group included six congressmen from the Appropriations and Ways and Means Committees, six senators from the Appropriations and Finance Committees, a Treasury Secretary, and the Director of the Bureau of the Budget. In the early years, this panel abolished the Civilian Conservation Corps, the Work Projects Administration, and the National Youth Administration. In the first 4 years, this committee cut federal spending by $3 billion, which today would be almost $50 billion. Unfortunately, after the end of World War II, it focused almost exclusively on detailing government waste rather than eliminating it. Congress abolished the committee in 1974 by transferring this responsibility, but not the authority and power, to the newly created Congressional Budget Office. In its just completed fiscal year, the U.S. government, including the increase in unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare, spent more than $11.5 trillion. With so much spending, there are obviously opportunities to easily reduce spending through cuts of obsolete functions or elimination of duplicated efforts. Neither Democrat nor Republican politicians who are spending these trillions of dollars are looking to cut the financial burden on taxpayers. It's long past time that the American people, who ultimately pay for all this wasteful spending, demand an anti-appropriations committee in Congress. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.